We all love scoring freebies, although there's certain types of freebies that get classified as such. Now, when you go into the supermarket, okay, you see the free fruit for the kids. That's awesome. They go for it. I know there's a few adults actually go for it as well. Not that I'm a big fruit eater, so I wouldn't go near it.
So what's the idea with that? Do you just go straight in, grab an apple and eat it?
Yeah.
Or do you have to go to a certain section?
No, it's just sitting in A. As you go through the front door, there's a little basket there and it's probably the odd-shaped fruit. It's not totally kosher, but the kids can grab it, munch on it while they're in the shop.
It.
Well, when you've got a toddler and he's reaching out for stuff, it's probably at their level.
Yes.
But I know, you know, friends of mine who pop a grape or two when they're going past the veggie section. I think it's one of those accepted things. Now, there's a guy who's put it out on one of those social things called Reddit, and it's made a bit of news. He's a big Bunnings customer.
Okay.
And apparently he manages to get a whole load of freebies from Bunnings. And I'm thinking, wow, this is interesting. This is what led me to that story.
Straight in there.
Because I'd love to get some free pool chemicals. I'd love to get a free Makita drill from Bunnings. But, oh, no, he's not talking about that. He's talking about free plants, and I'm thinking, when do Bunnings ever sell free plants? But they don't. What he does, he goes around the garden section, and all the fallen leaves and bits and pieces that are on the floor, he collects and then propagates. Is that the term?
I think so.
He propagates and actually makes whole new plants out of them. He's posted all these propagations online.
For what he's done, collected off the floor at Bunnings. So, I mean, does he make it, is he honest about it and walks around with a little bucket or whatever and just shoves the things in?
I'd be throwing it in my shorts. I wouldn't be seen blatantly nicking it out of Bunnings.
Well, if it's on the floor, you're not nicking it, really, are you?
Technically.
They're only going to sweep it up.
It's still within, well, that's what he says.
Yeah.
He says it only gets thrown out anyway, but I don't know. I think within the confines of the walls of the store, it just doesn't feel right. I know he's made a big career out of it and he's posted some really cool pictures on his Reddit or whatever the hell they call it. And he says, this is my Bunnings propagations, and no one seems to be jumping up and down about it, but I just feel a bit icky. I mean,
What are Bunnings saying about this?
Oh, they don't seem to be worried about it. There's people in different camps, others who are for it, other people saying he's blatantly stealing, but it's one of those fine line things. It's a bit like popping a cherry or something at Woolies. You know, when you're trying to munch on
my mind went to
don't
other place.
Don't.
Hang on. Sorry, back on track. Well, I say this. Why doesn't he, instead of picking it up off the floor, because, I mean, I don't know, be looking like a bit of a scab as well. I was going to say, slip around the back, get it out of the bin. Although I guess you're looking like even more of a... why doesn't he just go and ask them for it? I bet you they'd be like, oh, mate, take it. Thank goodness.
But people don't like to ask. He'd probably want to ask for forgiveness, but, you know,
He'd rather steal it off the floor.
He doesn't use the word stealing. He just collects it anyway.
Basically doing their cleaning.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's how they look at it.
Yeah.
And maybe you can offer the same thing when you go to Bunnings on the weekend. Say, I'll clean out your plant room and just take bits and pieces, but it is a thing apparently. So
okay.
He's scoring a freebie.
I like this. I like his ingenuity, you know, and thriftiness, frugalness maybe. Some would say downright tight ass.
Yeah. I love the Zinc Family Degree, 1300 891 929. Of course, you can call us any time on anything, but what are you scored for free? Somewhere,
good one.
Somehow. Have you actually gone to the back of a... supermarket and dived into the dumpster for, stuff
what?
That's out of the freezer that's maybe a couple of hours old. It can still be kosher. Have you done that?
No.
Have you gone into Bunnings and grabbed something off the floor? And
you know what? I've just straight away thought of Tiger King. Old mate Joe, what's his name?
Yeah, what has he done for free?
Well, that's what he would do. He'd get all the out-of-date meat from the supermarket
and
feed it to the tigers.